This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for joining us today. My next guest says if Canada had a word of the week, it would be tweak. Stephen Quinn is host of CBC Radio's On the Coast. Welcome back, Stephen.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So Canada's prime minister and the American president met this week, and it sounds like Canada is relieved. Is that still true?
I think so. The consensus seems to be that the prime minister's meeting with Donald Trump was reassuring to the business community. There is, though, a lot of consternation about that word, exactly what President Trump meant when he said tweaking the NAFTA. So lots of speculation about what that means. The prime minister was asked about it repeatedly yesterday. He did not offer any theories on what he thought tweaking might mean exactly. It is, I think, generally seen as positive. It's kind of a reassurance that as far as Canada goes, the United States isn't going to be looking for any wholesale change to NAFTA. It's been suggested by Canadian officials that President Trump used that word because officials on your side of the border don't really know what it means either, and they just wanted Donald Trump to be vague about it. So the indication from this side is U.S. negotiators don't really have a plan yet.
Yes, it seems like the president is looking south more than north right now.
Well, that's it. And there's a lot of questions about how a three-way trade agreement could favor one partner so much more than another. So, you know, Mexico, I think a lot of this isn't going to fly with Mexico if Canada is seen to get special treatment.
Meanwhile, it sounds like Canada is going after its own free trade deals.
Yeah, news this morning that, and this has been a long time being negotiated, about 7 years being negotiated, a trade deal with the European Union. That was approved, or news of it came out this morning that it had been approved. It's known as CETA. 7 years in the making. It was almost scuttled by Wallonia, which is a
is that
small,
right?
Yes, which is, for people who don't know, it's a small region in Belgium. They could have killed the deal, but late last year, Canada sent a trade team over to placate the Wallonians, and it's all fine now. The EU is Canada's second largest trading partner after the U.S., but we're talking about very different scales here. I mean, about 75% of our goods go to the U.S., about 10% goes to the European market. So, but this is going to mean that about 98% of tariffs are dropped between those European countries and Canada. So it is a very free trade on both sides of the deal. And it's supposed to increase trade on this end with Europe by about 20%. And some study has come out to say that means about the equivalent of about 80,000 jobs here in Canada.
Okay, thank the Walloons. Now that's trade.
Yes.
Let's talk immigration for a moment, because Trudeau was pretty nice to Trump. He said, the last thing Canadians want is for me to lecture another country on how they should govern. Is that right? Is that the last thing Canadians wanted out of this?
No, that is not the last thing Canadians want. Canadians would very much like to see Trudeau lecture Donald Trump on what to do about immigration. The ban on immigrants and refugees from majority Muslim countries, it is not sitting well with Canadians, especially, you know, when Canada has been so open to accepting, what, more than 30,000 Syrian refugees in just over the past year. Members of the opposition have called the American policy, or the policy that Donald Trump would love to ram through, they've just said it's outright racism. And they said that Trudeau's meeting with Trump was an opportunity for him to denounce it. He didn't do that. Instead, he made nice, kept his mouth shut, you know, behaved in a typically Canadian fashion. And the same goes for environmentalists as well. You know, they thought this was an opportunity for Trudeau to say something about the direction the U.S. appears to be going when it comes to climate change, which may or may not exist, according to your president. And again, nothing from the prime minister was said.
Finally, we just have about a minute left or so. There's a country that has immigrants sneaking across its southern border, and that country is Canada. Will you tell us about this?
This is fascinating, and this is happening mostly in the province of Manitoba, where by night, dozens of refugees are making their way from the United States through to Canada, and really taking their lives into their hands to do it, crossing miles and miles of just frozen farm fields, basically. We have this agreement with the United States called a Safe Third Country Agreement. So if you want to seek asylum in Canada, and you do it at a regular border crossing, because you're coming from the United States, which is considered a safe country, you have to make your claim there. That's not so. There's a weird loophole in this. That's not so when you cross an unguarded part of the border. And so we've seen in just last week about two dozen people, whole families of refugees. And these are people who have made their way through the United States, a lot of them through Central America and Mexico, but they're from places like Ghana and Ethiopia and Somalia. And they're there's talk now of scrapping the Safe Third Country Agreement. That's what a lot of people would like to see. So these refugees aren't sent back if they arrive at a regular border crossing on land rather than taking their lives into their hands. So it really is an ongoing story, but the numbers are increasing, and there are some harrowing tales of people suffering terrible frostbite to get here.
Fascinating. We'll keep watching that. Stephen Quinn, host of CBC Radio's On the Coast. It's good to talk with you again.
Good to talk with you, Bill.
It's KUOW's The Record.